The Digital Journey on Radio Kerry, supporting digital transformation in Kerry.
So Ian, I'm going to start off with yourself. Will you just tell me a small bit about the programme? So it's the Digital Innovation for Blue Enterprise and Social Tourism Project. What is it?
Good question, Amber. Well, really what this is a project to help those small, mostly small companies that are aspected towards our marine tourism industry here in the west coast of Ireland. It's a project that is worth over 2.7 million. It involves partners from four countries, that's Spain, France, Ireland and Portugal. And we're really excited to have gotten it because in Ireland we're actually getting the lead. So MTU, the WDC and RDI Hub are getting the lead out on this project. And we're kind of just at the beginning of the journey. But if I could sort of summarise it easily, I think what we're looking to do is work with marine tourism organisations. So it's quite a wide thing. And certainly down here in this part of the country, marine tourism would be something that is really every tourism facility you have. We're working with them to understand their needs in terms of digital technologies and then perhaps work with them to see what types of technology they could actually use. So not just need, but really use. Use not in their day-to-day business, but also in their future businesses. And the reason we're doing this is because of two or three things. I think, first of all, technology is something that allows peripheral or businesses on the edge of continents like we have here really reach out into global markets and connect with much bigger urban client bases. It also helps them to develop new products. So we're talking content, products, experiences. And then the third thing is something that's quite close to our sort of hearts and minds here in the west of Ireland. And that is the whole idea of a form of tourism that advantages not just the people who are welcomed here, but also the actual people who live here. So we would like it to be sustainable. We would like it to be societally accepted. We would like it to be a type of tourism that really adds to what we are rather than just sort of shows what we are for a moment to people who visit.
That's fantastic. It's really interesting. And you mentioned it there that, you know, you're in the early stages of it, but it's really exciting that you're getting to lead it out. You know, it's a huge project and it's an exciting time for you, I can imagine.
Oh, it really was. We were a little bit intimidated, I have to say. One of the project partners is Malaga, and we had the absolute lovely experience of going over there and visiting them. And most people will know Malaga almost as a pass-through on the way to the Costas. But actually, they've got a really enhanced tourism product there. And we got to meet with some of our partners and the Malaga Tourism Board and the universities. And what we found out there was something very interesting. Not only is it about technology for marine tourism businesses, which would interest everyone listening, but also how the tourism sector can be in itself a driver of technology. And that's what the Malaga experience taught us about this whole thing. So it's intimidating, but it's exciting. And we're hoping when we get to the end of this journey that the supports and the outcomes really match the aspirations we have at the moment. And looking forward to it.
I can imagine. You mentioned their tourism, obviously, and the benefits. We're hugely reliant on tourism here in Kerry, so it's an important project for the county as a whole, really, and not just those who were directly involved, I suppose.
Oh yeah, Kerry's absolutely one of the jewels in the crown of the national tourism product. We know that. What we're looking to do here in Kerry and further up the coast in the west, and indeed in all of the sort of coastal areas, is really reform that tourism product, though. Because we suffer like everyone else from shocks like the pandemic, like the macro situations that happen. So we need a tourism product that is actually not just evolved but resilient. Mm-hmm. And we think technology can help do that because there's some really advanced thinking about sort of experiences that are becoming such that when you visit a place, you can revisit it afterwards. And you can revisit it not just in terms of the experience but also in terms of the money. And that allows tourism operators perhaps to start considering offerings out of season, offerings to a wider audience, and also something that involves, in a strange way, speeding things up through digital technologies to get things done quicker, but then slowing it down so people have deeper experiences when they get here and they can have them again in the future. Kind of like a postcard to yourself, but digitally created.
And just to touch on the digital technologies there that you're mentioning, can you give us maybe some examples of what you're talking about?
I know, yeah, it's tough because digital technology is everything really today. But I think what we're talking about are two main things. We're talking about technologies that help the tourism experience. So that could be experiential type technologies like augmented reality or virtual reality. It could be adaptive technologies like geolocations, so that people's experiences are kind of driven by the idea of where you are and what's in your proximity. It's quite a new thing. And then, of course, there's the buzzwords like sort of AI and all of that, which actually are really important because they help with the marketing, and more they're actually helping with the management of these tourism experiences. So I think all of that has to be simplified and has to be used in a way that is cost effective and usable for the tourism bodies or the tourism organizations. And that is something that I think we're really focused in this. But again, at the early stages yet, so fingers crossed we actually find some of those solutions.
You mentioned artificial intelligence there, and I know it's kind of becoming more and more popular, really, and people are really embracing it in certain aspects. But for some people still, I think there's a bit of a fear maybe behind it. It's kind of, I suppose it's new and emerging, really, but it can really enhance experiences. And especially as you touched on there, I suppose, you know, when you're talking about tourism, there are an awful lot of benefits that go along with artificial intelligence.
I think there are, because what we're doing is a slight offshoot to this. When you get into experiences, tourism, like what tourism really is people visiting a place because of something that they want to see and then an experience that they have that they want to take with them and perhaps come back to. AI and some of those other emerging technologies, those digital technologies, what we're looking to do is work with tourism providers to sort of redefine some of these experiences so that they can be, who knows, through game engines and stuff like that, used again and again and again by the clients. And that's a whole new way of looking at it. There's words like figital and that, which is kind of meshing the digital with the physical, but also allowing us perhaps to preserve some of our tourism locations from a heritage and an environmental point of view. So perhaps the visitor numbers are more valuable and less volume. So there are considerations like that, those type of responsible steps that we need to look at when we're growing our tourism business.
It's open now, we'll say, for people, is it, to apply?
It is. So the simple story, I think, at the moment is that we're at the beginning of talking to each other in the four countries. We're at the beginning of understanding what we need to do. We are looking at a first sort of public webinar in June. I think it's June 5th. So we're hoping that around that time we can begin to sort of reveal a little bit. So some of the ideas now are looking at some international best practice in tourism which will be provided to people who will actually attend this webinar. And, you know, we can't really reveal too much now, but there are some experiences that may be baked in there in terms of sort of watch parties and that we're hoping that will sort of add to this whole sort of cultural as well as sort of enterprise experience of this. So that's going to happen in June. Munster Technology University have just done a great job, and we should have a good needs analysis somewhere around that as well. So we begin to start understanding what the needs are of tourism businesses. So I guess for anybody listening, it would be to look out for the webinars and the information, but also then to perhaps participate if you're asked for some information, because that's really important to us in order to understand what the needs of the tourism sector are, especially here in Kerry.
Absolutely. You mentioned as well, Ian, that the four countries that are working together, that's beneficial as well, isn't it? You know, to have input from different people in different areas, I suppose, just to, it shows the scope of the project, really, I suppose, more than anything.
No, it certainly is. We have so many partners here. We're very lucky. I think we are working with the Normandy Business School. We are working with Malaga Tourism Board and the Luthien Tourism Board. So we have quite a diverse mix, as well as our partners from Portugal. And of course, their markets are very different. Mm-hmm. So their marine tourism is perhaps experientially and volume-wise quite different to ours, especially in Spain. But there are huge learnings there, because I think what we're beginning to understand is the nature of the digital technologies that are being used and can be used, even in peripheral European regions like ours, which is on the edge of a continent. So, yeah, that international thing is really, really important. One thing I would say as well is that it's self-generating in a strange way, because actually the cultural experiences of all the partners actually in itself is defining some of the best practices in tourism, because let me tell you, Malaga is certainly an impressive place from a tech point of view, mm-hmm. if you're looking at tourism. So that's something that we can bring into Kerry, Kilorglan, places like that, and that's quite an exciting thing for us all.
It certainly is. Sophie, I'm going to bring you in now. As Ian touched on there, like, tourism is hugely, hugely important in the whole country, but Kerry especially, I think we have a great offering here. So how important is it for businesses that are in the tourism sector, we'll say, to get behind this project now, and as Ian said, look out for the webinar that's coming up and get involved?
So most of our tourism businesses in Ireland are micro in size. So when we say micro, I mean smaller than 10 employees. and over 99% of our businesses, in fact, are of that size. So they're really important, and they're actually the backbone of the tourism industry. We wouldn't have an industry without these guys. But they have a very challenging business environment at the moment from lots of different perspectives. But, you know, one of the challenges that they have is technology, because it's here and we have to use it to their advantage. So because they're small, they also have other challenges, like, you know, in terms of resources, in terms of time, and in terms of funds. And so they're the ones who really need our help on this project. So that's why they really need to get involved with this project.
And in terms of research, then, what kind of aspects are you looking at when you were talking about this project? Okay.
So basically, in terms of the project, we've got four academic partners, including MTU. And the other academic partners are in Normandy, EM Normandy Business School, the University of the Algarve in Portugal, and the University of Malaga in Spain. And we're working together. We all have taken different aspects of the research. And I apologize, because this is the boring part of the story, is the research bit, but that's our job. So Normandy are focusing on the academic literature, so all the literature that's been done recently in this area. We in MTU are looking at the situation analysis. So basically, we're taking apart all the international, the European, and the national and local reports on tourism, on digital programs. Like in Ireland, we've got the Digital That Delivers program. So we've kind of looked into that. We've interviewed Fáilte Ireland, and in terms of how they have got on with that program. Ireland now, we have Dublin has the European Capital of Smart Tourism 2024. So that's part of our report, to research that and see what's already available. So there's lots of different programs already in place, and we need to work with them and use the resources that are already there, because we're not starting from, you know, ground zero, I guess, not reinventing the wheel. We need to work with all the other bodies that are involved in this process of digitization. Yeah. And the other, actually, the other universities there, the University of Algarve are in charge of the training needs analysis, which is basically a survey of at least 200 businesses. So we need all our businesses to get involved in that. And that will really establish what the businesses really need right now, and so that we can best deliver on their needs. And finally, then, the University of Malaga is looking at best practice case studies. So looking at some really inspirational projects from across our four countries and maybe beyond as well, in terms of really good ideas that we can actually learn from. So we have established a research group in MTU on the topic of regenerative tourism and the circular economy. And we've got a number of different funded projects under this topic. And we've also got a master's program starting, an online taught master's program starting in September. And we've also got a conference in regenerative tourism in Dingle in November. So watch this space.
You mentioned it's boring, I suppose, the research side of things, but it's also really important, because you're basing the whole project off the research you come across. So that's hugely significant.
Yeah, it is. It's huge, because, I mean, that's our sales pitch on the research thing is, you know, you don't start from nowhere. You've got to start from a foundation. So this creates a really informed foundation. So we're not just picking ideas out of the sky as to how to help people, that we can really specifically target what we're doing to best suit the target audience, who are the micro entrepreneurs in tourism.
And obviously, by doing that, it's going to be the best solutions possible then for the people who are taking part, which is the whole point of the project as well, Sophie.
Yeah, absolutely. And also we'll find, and we've already found, that in each of these different destinations, and even within countries, there's specific areas that have specific problems. You know, in Ireland, we're facing problems like higher costs compared to places like Portugal, you know, our minimum wage requirements and stuff like that. We have different challenges than they have in other countries, but that's all part of our job, is to do that research, figure out what people need, and focus the assistance that we can give people on what they really need.
You mentioned as well that there's going to be a survey of 200 businesses. Can people apply to take part in that, or how does that work?
Yeah, we'll be promoting it. It'll be an online survey, and we'll be sending it out through our various networks. So hopefully it'll come to your business, if you're a tourism business out there. And we really appreciate your help in taking part in the survey. And you can apply to join our project then later on as well.
And I suppose the more people that take part in the survey, the better, really, because I suppose it just gives a wide range probably of findings and a lot of research for you to go through then, or to go through the findings, should I say. But I suppose the more that take part, the better, I suppose, of understanding that you can gain from it.
Yeah, I mean, the more accurate our findings will be. So the bigger the sample, absolutely. So we really want to know, and that's how, you know, the industry can help itself, because we want to know what you really need, where you really need assistance, and then we can tailor what we're designing towards you.
Ian, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the technologies, I suppose. It's not just aimed at AI or very sophisticated things, I suppose, like that. You know, it's open to everyone, and there's a lot of different things that will be available and will be accessible, I suppose, to, you know, micro enterprises of all sizes, really.
Yeah, absolutely, Amber. I think you're making a very good point there. The Western Development Commission previously worked on a lot of marine tourism type businesses in a niche area around literary tourism, so it's sort of aspected towards, I guess, your own literary giants down here. I won't go naming them. But what we found, especially from a lot of small micro and SME type tourism providers, which is the vast majority, as Sophia said, we found that actually a lot of the technology needs were, let's put it this way, they weren't the most advanced, but they were very, very important. So we worked very much with a group up in Kilchimart, Kilchimart Tourism Organization, and what they did there was they have a Raftery Blind Poets annual festival, and but they'd never gotten out online. So what we did was we used Facebook Live with them, set it up for them, and it dramatically increased the number of people both enjoying the experiences and coming to their actual events. Mm-hmm. Similarly, we worked with bookshops like Tertulia in Westport. And what they did was they reimagined their whole bookshop thing through online sort of debates. They opened up a thing called the Mad Hatter's Philosophical Club, which is still running, which talks about philosophy in the west coast of Ireland. I know that sounds crazy, but actually it was the introduction of an online presence and the ability to connect with people through that. Now, a lot of those technologies are not XR or VR or AI or anything like that. They're actually simple, old school new technologies, if you will. And then the last example I'd give is when we talked about that whole low impact tourism, that the idea that we want higher value from people who visit as opposed to higher numbers only. We worked with Thor Ballylee up there in Galway, and they have Yeats's only permanent location here in Ireland. And their simple solution to get people to see the place but not visit it and disturb it, mm-hmm. were QR codes, which took us by surprise, because these are things that you could go back 20 years. But actually it's incredibly successful, because a QR code allows a visitor to come up, see it from a distance, experience it by looking with their actual mobile on the QR code. But it was the whole content behind it and the support network there that was really important for digital-based tourism. And that's the sort of tech that I'd say we can provide now, because we have the experience, but we would hope to evolve into maybe a higher end technology. But I think people who are listening or interested parties, especially small businesses thinking about cost and that, need to understand that there's a whole range here from audio, visual, online that is covered here, not just those acronyms that have become very fashionable of late.
It's good to note that there's something for everyone, really. And as you mentioned, whether it's the simple thing to start out and maybe building to something more advanced. So people shouldn't be scared, I suppose, to learn more about it when they're hearing, I suppose, the, you know, about technology if they're not really using it themselves at the moment.
Absolutely. Like what we were finding out, that a lot of these sort of tourism businesses were either lifestyle, seasonal, or in some cases voluntary. And in another good example, we had a lovely re-sort of imagining of the Flaggy Shore, a very famous Heaney, read by Brendan Gleeson, actually. And it was a simple sort of juxtaposition of a beautiful poem with a lovely voice. And that added a lot of depth to one of the organizations that were there. But of course, what we did was introduce to them the technology of how you go online and create these type of things. They actually had all the connections. They just never knew how to do it because of the nature of their tourism business. So there are things like this that I think could come up that will probably be easy wins for tourism SMEs and micro SMEs in order to really increase the sort of buzz and the churn around their businesses.
Liam, this is a very valuable project and a really exciting project, really. And I know that having the four countries involved, it's a major project.
Yeah, we're delighted to be involved in the Digital Innovation for the Blue Economy and Social Tourism project. It really aligns very closely with the work we're doing here within the RDI Hub. We've always been innovating here in Killorgan from the edge of Europe, and this project gives us that opportunity to do that. And it gives us opportunity to help micro SMEs in coastal regions to digitalise. And digitalisation has never been as important as it is now with the whole advent of AI. And you know, RDI Hub has always been seen as an AI centre of excellence. I mean, we call it the John McCarthy Building after the founder of artificial intelligence, whose father lived 5 miles out the road. And we are embracing AI in everything we're doing now in terms of masterclasses and everything. So it's a real good alignment with what our vision and mission is here in the RDI Hub.
It certainly is. And the lads have talked us through different parts of it, but you might just take us through maybe the different elements of the project.
Yeah, so I suppose we're particularly involved in Work Package 3. But Work Package 3 is all about the selection process for the micro enterprises. So we'll be looking at, you know, developing a selection matrix. How do we select these micro enterprises in coastal regions? What kind of digitalization challenges they have? Then once we've selected them, we need to make sure that we onboard them and make sure that they're, you know, they're committed and that they're going to get involved in the project. And then I suppose you want to make sure that there's good alignment with what they're doing as well. So, you know, we're going to be now over the next while, you know, reaching out to micro SMEs from Kerry to Donegal and right across the island to basically see what kind of challenges they have and how we can support them and onboard them.
And I know it's in the early stages at the moment, and as you mentioned, you're going to be reaching out to different people. I think Sophie, it was mentioned as well, that they're hoping as many people as possible will take part in the surveys and the different things that they're doing. But I can imagine you're of the same view, that you're hoping that as many people as possible will get involved.
Yeah, so the project will be very much customer driven. So, like, you know, we can do all the research, the literature review, but we really want to hear the voice of the customer. And that's one of the things we're really proud of here in the RDI Hub, is we're always driven by the voice of the customer. So it's hearing back what are the digitalization challenges. As I said, this space is moving so quickly with artificial intelligence. I mean, we just came to a session here today on Microsoft Copilot. And if you look at the opportunities that are there for all enterprises, but even for micro enterprises, to automate what they're doing. So we want to hear what are the problem statements, and then we want to understand and how we can support the micro SMEs. It might be through mentoring, it might be through workshops, but it's even like leveraging across the other countries, you know, and leveraging what's happening with micro enterprises in Spain and Portugal and France. I mean, I saw a really good example myself recently. I was in Malaga, and as I was walking along the beach, I noticed some of the bins had a solar panel on the top of the bins, and that solar panel was basically pulling the energy from the sun to compress the waste in the bins. And I was like, what a great idea. Like, why can't we have that in Kerry? Why can't we have it in Galway, Donegal, Dublin? So I think it's learning from the other countries. And that's the great thing about this project. You know, you've 12 partners. They're from 4 different countries. And we have that triple helix of, you know, a digital innovation hub like ourselves supporting the universities and the tourism associations as well. So there's a lot to like about this project.
There certainly is, and you touched on it there. I was going to ask you, having involvement from that many different partners is hugely beneficial, because everyone has a wealth of knowledge, really, but has their own expertise as well. So you're kind of drawing on all of that and bringing it all together. So the micro enterprises here in Kerry and beyond that want to take part will really be getting the best of the best through this project.
Yeah, and I suppose we're always very conscious of both the research element and the applied element. So, like, if you look at the partners in the project, you know, if you look at Munster Technological University bringing a very strong research rigor at in an analysis and understanding what the micro enterprises actually need from a research perspective. Then if you look at Kerry Tourism Federation, you know, working very closely with these SMEs on a day-to-day basis and really understanding their challenges. And then if you look at us here at the RDI Hub, you know, really kind of providing that incubation and those digitalization services and those AI services. So I think it works really, really well to bring all that together across the 4 countries. And as I said, it's about best practice sharing. It's about us all learning from each other and then helping these micro SMEs to digitalize or develop an AI strategy.
You mentioned AI there, and we talked about different technologies as well and how businesses and micro SMEs can benefit from them, I suppose, really. But it's a very exciting time when it comes to digital technologies, Liam.
It is. And like, I know we're very focused on AI because we're kind of an AI centre of excellence here. But like, there's a lot of other variations as well. Like, I mean, people have probably forgotten a little bit about augmented reality and virtual reality and what's possible there. And, you know, if you look at some of the work we've done in the past with Invisar, where, you know, we used AR, VR for the Kerry Way, for example. If you look at the work we did in Killarney National Park with the QR codes with Kira's Quest, you know, you've other things around blockchain, crypto. There's a load of different technologies. And I suppose that's where we're working really closely with our partners, Kerry County Council, you know, with Munster Technological University, to basically bring the tech to tourism in Kerry and have that kind of tourism tech angle. And if we can do that and support the local micro enterprises, I think everyone's winning here, you know.
So when we're talking about who can take part in this project, we're mentioning micro enterprises and SMEs. Will you talk us through maybe just some examples of what they actually are and who might be behind them, I suppose?
Yeah, so it can vary right across. I suppose we're very much focused on micro enterprises in coastal regions, and that could be everything from, you know, your boat builder to your snack shop on the beach to like some of the smaller B&Bs, hotels. And I suppose like some of the digitalization challenges that I've seen in our research putting in this application might be that some of these micro SMEs mightn't even have a website, and they certainly mightn't have a payment solution or an automated payment solution using Stripe in place. So it's helping them on those challenges and helping them to digitalize their business, which hopefully will lead to new products and services, leads to new jobs, both for these SMEs, but also in local ecosystem and stuff like that. So that's where I see it kind of going. And I suppose partnering again with, you know, Western Development Commission, which is leading this project for us out of here in Ireland, Munster Technological University, Kerry Tourism Federation, and ourselves, you know, we feel we can basically understand the micro SMEs and then help them on their digitalization journey.
The Digital Journey, brought to you by Radio Kerry and the RDI Hub in Kilorglan, funded by Commission Na Mban with the television license fee.